The scripture today is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 3. I'm ready for you. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, whereby did the man of old gain approval. By faith we understand that the words were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible.
Today is the 35th anniversary of the church's opening. Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God for blessing us and guiding us. And our shepherd established Mami in Father God's will, so we miss him so much. And through his love and sacrifice, we want to applaud his sacrifice and love. And as we expressed our heart to our shepherd in the Sunday morning service, we want to do it again. Even though he is not here with us, also, we'd like to thank our Mrs. Bongnim Lee, who has been with us. We also, let's applaud our shepherd and Mrs. Bongnim Lee and express our heart. I also thank all those pastors and church workers who have been with us throughout the Mammin history. Because of you, each one of you, Mammin has been and accomplished the world. So let's say to one another, how blessed you are. And let's clap our hands as a compliment to each other. You've been following us in obedience, and until the Lord comes, and only joyful moments will be there. I hope all of you will be blessed and receive glory. Since its founding, Mammin has been pressing forward in faith and will continue its march of faith until we fulfill our Father God's providence and meet our Lord. This has been the life and faith of our shepherd. Today, as we look back upon the history of Mammin, I want you to ascertain what kind of faith our shepherd displayed and how Father God has been guiding us through. I urge you to follow our shepherd's walk of faith, in which he's only relied on Father God and delighted him through obedience. I hope that all of us can help our shepherd in accomplishing Father God's will in this end time when the world is drenched in sins and evil. In the second part of this service, there will be celebration performances, so the message will be short. So we don't have enough time to look back all the history of Mammin, but we'll briefly look over how our shepherd founded the church. We will only focus on the early days of our church. So I will give you several stories and to look back on the early days of our church. Since he met God and started off his walk with the Lord, our shepherd loved God first. He strived to find out the will of God and obeyed what he learned and realized. So, not only when he heard that there were revival meetings in other churches, he went there and listened to the messages, and whatever he learned and realized at those revival meetings, he put them into practice. Also, whenever he found out the will of God in the Bible, and he also took delight in reading the Bible and learning the Word of God, and he abided by what the Bible tells him to do and tells him not to do. Even when he was a novice believer, as Spirit inspired him, he fasted and prayed. He earnestly tried to sanctify himself. Looking back on my childhood, my house, before we founded this church, we were living in a house, and even before that, we lived in a so secluded place, but But right before we founded the church, we remember living in a house with a store, with a bookstore. Even in that narrow place, there was a book that explains the Bible that looked like an encyclopedia. And that's even before I entered school. So with that book, with that explanation on the Bible, senior pastor taught us about the Bible. And there was a pile of books. As he was called to become a servant of God, he cherished those books. And like this, he tried to find out the will of God. Even though he was not financially stable, financially difficult, he tried to buy those books that explains about the Bible. But he realized that even those books couldn't figure out or explain everything about the Bible. And some of its contents even take away some believers' faith. So he didn't seek. So he only prayed and sought and God's. Because he wanted to know the will of God, he was hunger for the will of God. He went to mountain places, went into mountain prayer. He fasted and broke down Father God's explanation himself. And those longing hearts, he had such longing hearts even when he was a novice believer. And he also taught his family members to live by the will of God. Yet, he didn't find it arduous to live so. He didn't find it arduous to doing what the Bible tells us to do and not doing what the Bible prohibits us from doing. Instead, he found it joyful. Amidst his joyful walk with the Lord, in May 1978, he heard the voice of God calling him to become his servant. Subsequently, he alone moved into a separate room where he devoted himself to prayer, fasting, and studying the Word. Whenever he found time, he prayed and fasted. From the freshman year in the seminary, he sought God's will, praying for the church opening. Since he was a freshman year in college, he prepared himself to open a church. But he didn't seek help from a person or look for a good place on his own. He didn't look for some rich man so that he could be helped by that person. He didn't involve such fleshly thoughts this way. He didn't look for a good place on his own. Nor did he involve any fleshly ways to raise funds needed to open a church. He only sought spiritual ways, spiritual methods to open his church. Only by fasting and prayer, he prepared himself to open a church. The most essential part of that his preparation was his earnest plea and supplication to receive power in order so that he could make God known to people, even to the Gentiles. He wanted to receive power, and he pleaded with God to receive power. That's how he prepared himself. Even as a deacon, he fasted a lot for sanctification, but in imploring God to receive, give him power, he prayed all the more earnestly, fasting for 3 days, 7 days, 15 days, and 21 days. Whenever the Spirit inspired him, he fasted. He went into fasting. When I remember my childhood, when he was preparing himself for the church opening, we also, many years ago, we saw the video documentary of that time. In that video documentary, we visited the neighbors who were neighbors back at the time. We interviewed those people who were living nearby. And we asked, "What do you think of him?" And they remembered our shepherd as a skinny and thin because he always fasted. He was always skinny and thin. because he spent many days in fasting and prayer. Especially before in his junior year, God inspired him to fast for 40 days, and he obeyed. From the sixth day of his fasting, however, God no longer held on to him, leaving him in life-threatening moments. Nevertheless, our shepherd never wavered even a bit, but persevered with a resolution, "If I am to die, I die." Even without God holding on to him, he was in on the threshold of death. He endured those moments with his... He finished the 40-day fasting with his own endurance, without changing of mind, with all his sincerity. Father God said, explained why he didn't hold on to him during the 40-day fasting. It was because even though Father God didn't hold on to him, he endured the 40 days with his own endurance. So he was even more pleased. He was all the more pleased with fleshly thoughts, without Father God holding on to us, how could it be possible for us to fast for 40 days? But senior pastor, only by faith, he relied on God. Even though he had no strength to pray, he tried to strive to pray. As he prayed and as he struggled with prayer, he could pray 2 hours or 3 hours, and then with that strength of prayer, he could sustain himself. And then with the prayer, as he struggled with prayer, he could sustain himself, and that's how he finished the fasting. So compared to, so Father God was even more pleased. He overcame such harsh and grueling trials only with faith as he prepared for the foundation of the church. Rather than considering all this process as arduous or demanding, he tried to fathom Father God's love embedded in it. As he obeyed God's guidance like this, God had him manifest marvelous healing works even before the founding of his church. As rumors spread, many people flocked, came to seek his counseling and prayer. They wanted to receive counseling about their family problems, about their life problems. Even before the foundation of the church, he manifested such great power with Father God's guaranteeing him. Brothers and sisters, Mammon's magnificent history and the shepherd's marvelous power wasn't made possible without cost. Now, I've briefly reminded you of our shepherd's faith and his endeavor, such as fasting and prayer. But all this has been possible because he carried on his march of faith even amidst affliction, trial, and tears with his trust in God. He never relied on man or a physical environment. Despite being in hardships, he sought and pursued God's goodwill without any complaints or resentment. This is perfect faith. In his trust in God, he obeyed his will, and even in times of trouble, he remained unchanged in his love and obedience. And through his faith, he made Mammon's history possible. With his faith, he has been guiding us. While he was making preparations only with faith and obedience, God commanded him in May 1982, "You shall found the church when the sun is scorching." Right before the church's founding, he was in a physically, financially tough situation. As the shepherd obeyed God's calling to become his servant, initially, God abundantly blessed his business so that he could pay off a great amount of debts. Yet, from the very year he was to open a church, from March of that year, he had few customers and little income. After a few months, when he shut down his business to start his own church, he only had $7 in hand. He went totally broke. But this was Father God's plan and providence. He had been blessed greatly, so he could pay off all his debts, and Father God blessed his business so that he could pay off all his debts. But from the very year of his of the foundation of the church, from March of that year, he had little customers all of a sudden, and he had financially difficult times for months. So when he shut down his business to start his own church, he found that he had only $7 in hand. Because Father God's blessing stopped, as you can see the, in his biography, he looked back, when this happened actually, he looked back on himself. Why Father God's blessing stopped? He looked back and looked back, but he didn't find anything to repent. And he didn't know why. He wondered why such blessing stopped. But later on, he realized that it was Father God's providence. It was Father God's providence to demonstrate his work of creating things out of nothing. So we've accomplished such a beautiful sanctuary. And as we look back on the early days and the history of Manmin, how marvelous this is. We started from scratch. We started from nothing. And he had only $7 in hand. He started his church with that $7. How marvelous, how astounding this is. How this proves, this demonstrates how great the power of faith is. This is the providence and the plan of God. So with man's thoughts, we could think, why Father God's blessing stopped? And they may have complaints and resentment. Unless we figure out Father God's will and providence, the times of trial and times of difficult times of hardships may be prolonged. But Senior Pastor humbled himself, looked back on himself humbly, yet he didn't find anything to repent. But even though he had only $7, Father God made all things, all those situations to work in a prosperous way. So looking back, all what happened, every step, Father God guided us all the step of the way. And Senior Pastor conducted himself only in faith and only obeyed according to Father God's will. So as we look back, we can see such faith of our shepherd. Even though he didn't have enough money to open a church, God had all things ready. He had Senior Deaconess Eja An providing him with church opening funds. As you know well, she was the number one member of the prayer devotee. She is Senior Deaconess Eja An. She's gone to be with the Lord. And I believe she's praying for us joyfully. And she, while on this earth, she piled up a great amount of rewards through prayer. So she piled up a lot of rewards. So Father God, through her, prepared a church opening fund. Senior Deaconess Yeja An's son had a car accident and received $3,000 as a compensation, so she vowed to offer that money to God as a construction offering. But his unbelieving husband used that money for another purpose, so she'd always felt sorry, afflicted about this. So she'd had a desire to someday give $3,000 as a construction offering. Meanwhile, she was healed by the shepherd's prayer and joined his ministry. She led a fervent Christian life. This is when before we founded the church. She joined our shepherd in prayer. She led a fervent Christian life with the shepherd, and she became a founding member of our church later on. Back at the time, her husband's business was in trouble, and her house was put up as a collateral. if they couldn't pay off their loans, they had to hand over their house at a very cheap price. But their house remained unsold for many years. Even though they kept lowering the price to $15,000, no one was interested. So they had to sell their house at a good price so that they could handle the situation, handle the financial troubles. But their house remained unsold for many years. Back then, even back at the time, Senior Deaconess An prayed for 5 hours a day. The word of God came upon her during a prayer meeting. Father God said, fast for 3 days, then put it up for sale at a higher price according to your faith. Even though they lowered the price to $15,000, no one was interested. But Father God said, fast for 3 days and put it up for sale at a higher price according to your faith. Then I will work for you. And then you can use $3,000 out of the house price. So after fasting for 3 days, she thought how much she was agonized because she was worried, concerned, because even though they had lowered the price a lot, no one was interested. So with man's fleshly thoughts, if she raised the price, but Father God said something different. So she raised the price by $3,000, putting it up on the market at $18,000. There had been hardly anyone who showed interest for years. So when she raised the price by thousands of dollars, the realtors were dumbfounded. They were perplexed. Why do you raise the price by thousands of dollars? But relying on the word of God, she raised the price by $3,000, putting it up on the market at $18,000. But not long after that, she was notified that someone liked her house and wanted to make a deal. So, you know, when people try to buy a house, they made a deal at $18,000. God blessed her house to be sold so that she could pay off her loans and offer $3,000 as a church opening fund. So actually, $3,000, she received $3,000 as a compensation for her son's car accident, but she wanted to offer that money as a construction offering, but she couldn't. So finally, by Father God's help, she could. Father God worked, caused all things to work for good, and she could offer that $3,000 as a church opening fund. Under God's guidance, we rented a place to use as our sanctuary, and the money they required as a deposit was exactly $3,000. As we marched on in faith, God worked for us the most appropriate and precise way. Even though things were not visible, and the situation was bleak, senior pastor had no money in hand, and he didn't have enough money to pay as a deposit. The situation was bleak. But what is faith? The faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. This is faith. Our shepherd displays such faith and thereby creating things out of nothing. This is the same applied to how he rented a place at Sindabang Place. At that time, the Sindabang Place, Sindabang Dong, where we planted the church, Senior Pastor had no one living in that area. He had never visited that place. And that place was not developed yet. There were no apartments nearby. But as Father God inspired his heart, he obeyed. And And Father God caused all things to work together for good. Eventually, the church was founded on July 25th, 1982 on a hot, scorching day. Because the construction had been complete, there were no windows, podiums, microphones, etc. We literally started from scratch. The church opening service was attended by 9 adults and 4 children. 4 children include me and my older sisters. So the 13 people include our family members. The shepherd preached on a message under the title, Treasure of All Treasure is Faith. That was what was preached. There were no equipments or church items. We were not equipped with enough equipment. That's when we offered the opening service. And only by prayer of faith, we were provided with necessities. And as we held on to God in prayer, God supplied us with a microphone, a telephone, a podium, a piano, and other necessities. So that's the church weekly bulletin at the time. Those are the people who donated those necessities. Such things were recorded in the church's weekly bulletin. There were records of who offered, who donated piano, and etc. When we asked God to give us, Father God provided us with a telephone. Because there were few people in our church, Father God inspired the church members of other churches. The people, the members of other churches, they were inspired by the shepherd's words of life and manifestations of God's power, and they volunteered to offer and donate those necessities. When our shepherd prayed only with faith, impossible things were made possible and things were accomplished from nothing. This is the faith of our shepherd, which creates things from nothing. Through the church members' faith and prayer, and the shepherd's words of life and power, the church achieved a remarkable growth in a short time. So the membership grew to over 100 by October of that year, when we offered a foundation service. The church was packed when we offered the foundation service. Because some people were not able to come into the sanctuary, they had to offer service on the staircase outside of the church. All this was possible by the shepherd's faith and prayer. So we've briefly looked back with what kind of faith our shepherd founded the church. He prepared everything, only relying on God. In obedience to God's command, he opened the church on July 25th, 1982 on a scorching hot day. Starting off from scratch, Mamin has been running only with faith for the last 36 years. Personally, whenever I recall the early days of our church, I'm reminded of this scene. Even while we gather at a tiny place, which was about 50 square meters, we harbored a vision to accomplish the world mission and the grand sanctuary. As Pastor Tong Chushin explained in the Sunday morning service, even 36 years ago, even back at the time, we harbored the vision of constructing a grand sanctuary. At the sanctuary, prayers continued day and night. Back then, I was an elementary schooler. So as an elementary schooler, I attended the daytime prayer meeting. People sat in a circle and prayed in detail for the kingdom of God and for themselves. With the image of the grand sanctuary hanging on the wall, we earnestly pray for the construction of the sanctuary, for the church's revival, for the financial blessing, for the shepherd's power, and for the world mission. Most of our prayers have been answered and realized. The Grand Sanctuary has yet to be constructed because it is to be done on the verge of our Lord's coming. But it will be soon be accomplished. Most of what we pray for with tears and sweat have been realized. So preparing for this message, I was deeply moved by the fact that I'm a pastor who is part of this ministry. When we started this church, we started with a few members. We started in a small sanctuary. Inside the small sanctuary was our house, was our residence. Our residence in that was located in that tiny sanctuary. But in that small sanctuary, we prayed together, and we prayed with a vision in which our shepherd will manifest God's power in all of the world. We imagine such days in prayer. We imagined many people gathering in the sanctuary. Even right now, we are many people around the world are attending this service, and we are accomplishing greatly the world mission. And this is what we prayed back at the time, and that prayer has been realized and answered. So I was deeply moved as we celebrate the 35th anniversary of the church opening ceremony. So how huge and how... From now on, we will accomplish the Canaan Sanctuary, and we are supposed to receive greater financial blessings, and we are now having many branch and associated churches around the world, and many people in the world are longing to hear the shepherd's messages. We cannot even figure up all the members, all the people who want to join us. And there are people who have access to... There are many broadcasters around the world, in Europe, in the Middle East, and through those broadcasters, the gospel of sanctification is being spread. And when they hear the message, after they hear this message, they are touched and share testimonies. Even before we accomplish the Grand Sanctuary, we are already seeing and we have established our own seminary, and we've nurtured many church workers and pastors. How great, how marvelous the shepherd's power is. And through such power, the world mission is being accomplished. And when we found this, right after we opened this church, we prayed for this. And what we prayed for back at the time has been realized and been answered. Thinking of this, recalling this, I was so deeply moved. And I was deeply moved by the fact that I'm part of that ministry. I'm part of accomplishing the world mission, and Father God is using me. I was tearfully giving thanks to Father God. So faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Even what is not visible, even what is invisible, is... Manmin has accomplished such works, and our shepherd has made it possible. Our students, pray with faith, hope for in faith. As Pastor Dongju Shin explained, the third generation of Manmin are the future of this Manmin ministry, and it's not too far away. And in order to be part of that, the future ministry, you have to equip yourself with necessary qualities. Especially, you have to become a man of spirit and whole spirit. As you prepare yourself, gradually prepare yourself, how greatly will you be used by Father God?
When I was back when I was elementary school, this church was founded.
Back at the time, I prayed for what we prayed for at the time has become reality. And think about how you will be used in the future and make preparations. And then you will be able to glorify God and be used by God.
Not only students,
but adult members, you can serve as the cell leaders and sub-district leaders and district leaders. And you can serve God that way. And you can take care of the souls flocking in when the and you can change them and you can make them into people who long for New Jerusalem. And that way you'll be preciously used by God. And even now, we have already accomplished the world mission. This service is being broadcast worldwide. As you worship God in spirit and in His truth, you don't come to church with just any clothes. You tidy up yourself. You make yourself neat and tidy when you offer service. And when people around the world watches you, how you worship God, they will be touched. And this is accomplishing the world mission. This is accomplishing the Father God's will. And many of you, if you make a preparations well now, after 1 year and 5 years, according to how much you prepare yourself, you will be used by God and glorify God. And just have faith in yourself and hope that you'll be used by God and you'll become a church worker who will glorify God.
And
what is in the past? What senior pastor has hoped for and prayed have been answered and realized. So, anyone who is united with the shepherd in faith can bring forth change and come into spirit and whole spirit just as he hoped. But if you truly believe in this fact, you should demonstrate deeds of obedience. So, if you find yourself without answers or blessings or spiritual changes despite your prayer and faithfulness, it's because you lacked deeds of obedience. I challenge you to be blessed Christians who demonstrate deeds of faith, thus making your faith acknowledged by God. Also, our shepherd had conviction of things not seen and waited in faith and perseverance without being discouraged and finally made all things into reality. So I urge you to demonstrate unfailing faith in perseverance. If you feel discouraged and dejected when you find yourself without God's answer or stagnating in faith, that's not perfect faith. If you complain and change your mind in times of trouble, that's not faith. Hopefully, you will follow our shepherd's walk of faith shown throughout the history of Mammon. I pray that you will all come forth as this beautiful fruit. Let me conclude the message. Today, we've looked back on the early days of our church. Our shepherd has walked a life of faith in which he made what was invisible and unseen into reality. Having witnessed his march of faith, we realize what faith is and are following his path. With great faith, we will accomplish Father God's will with faith and obedience. As God's servants and workers, we shall help Him awaken the world and save numerous souls with the fivefold gospel of holiness and the shepherd's power. Also, by accomplishing the grand sanctuary, we will glorify God the Trinity for His gaining victory in the human cultivation. What is most essential in making all this possible is to have trust in our shepherd. If you indeed trust Him, you will show perfect obedience and resemble His heart and deeds. In doing so, all of us can come forth as the fruit of Spirit and Holy Spirit, whom Father God has been eagerly awaiting. Brothers and sisters, I hope that all of you will achieve beautiful hearts of Holy Spirit, thereby bringing comfort and joy to Father God, who has cultivated mankind with enduring sacrifice, love, and waiting. Also, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19 says, "For who is our hope or joy or crown of exaltation? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus at His coming? I pray that my members will be changed by our shepherd's faith and become the shepherd's crown of exaltation, shining brilliantly in New Jerusalem." Because due to the lack of time, we've just briefly looked back on the history of Mammon. We've started off with faith. I reminded you how shepherd showed his faith. And his faith showed even greater faith. And his love and sacrifice has become even greater. And looking at his faith and love and sacrifice, we should surely reach New Jerusalem, all of us. Let's reflect on today's message in our prayer. Now it's time to receive the prayer for the sick. If you have any sick parts, please lay your hands on your sick parts. If you don't have any sick parts, lay your hands on your chest and receive the prayer with your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father, please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving the prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from the heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints and nerves, tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses and infirmities go away. Light come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All newly discovered diseases, including go away, be cleansed. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them from all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened, get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents, fix their broken bones, restore them from burns, let the heat and burning sensation go away, be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves and tissues and cells be regenerated. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Night, come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met an experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Please be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, Amen.
Amen.